Hey, hey, hey! Your two favorite guys, the Captain Nick Massey and Barry Rose, are back with another special edition of Glory Days GrappleCon, Episode 3, where we're discussing what has now become, Nick, which is pretty cool, seems to be one of the hottest, if not the hottest, pro wrestling conventions out there. Nick Massey, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Barry. And like you said, as the days draw near, we are now right around 5 weeks, the Glory Days GrappleCon takes over Orlando. And as we get closer, I think the GrappleCon cast gets a little bit better, too. We've got a heck of an episode today.
We do. We've got a couple of special guests joining us a little bit later. I know we're going to be announcing some new names that'll be joining us on April the 20th, 2024, at the beautiful, and when I say beautiful, Nick, it is a beautiful hotel, the beautiful Rosen Center Hotel on world famous International Drive in the magic city of Orlando. You know, Nick, did I ever tell you my daughter was born in the magic city of Orlando?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know Miss Zoe was born in Orlando.
She was. It holds a very special place in my heart because my daughter was born there and I was there for the birth, obviously. And it's great in a sense to be going back. And, you know, I'm real excited too, Nick. And this week was a great week just for us as we're starting to develop this. You know, people are reaching out. We did a lot in ticket sales, which is great. I know we've got some surprises coming up. There's just so much going on with Glory Days GrappleCon, but I'm real excited. We're going to have a couple of guests with us today. One is a guest that is going to be with us on April the 20th. Nick, why don't you tell the people who it's going to be?
Well, it's a good friend of ours and someone I've had the pleasure of working with a bunch. The one and only Jack Victory. Now, Jack, of course, is going to be with us on April 20th, but he may be the MVP of the entire day, as he's going to be featured in the convention part of the show, but he'll also be one of the stars on the world-class panel, the Heroes of the Sportatorium. And then we're also going to have a shot of Jack with Victory. So we'll talk to Jack about all those things. We'll talk about some of the other WCCW stars that he'll be on the panel with, and I'm sure we'll hear a story or two from good old Jacko.
Yeah, and that'll be a lot of fun too. And I, you know, in my head, I started to go through this and I said, has anyone ever done something like a shot of Jack with Jack? And certainly it didn't have to be Jack Victory, but I don't think anybody's ever approached this before. However, Nick, I am willing to bet money that after our show, that type of a segment of an event is going to be on a lot of different fan cons across the country. So, hey, you know, I'm looking at our production screen right now, and it looks like one of our guests has actually joined us a few minutes early. Let me do a little talk up for this gentleman. So I invited him this morning. This is somebody that has been to fan conventions, pro wrestling get-togethers going back, I'm going to say somewhere in the neighborhood of 35 to 40 years. And he's a guy that's also been to three or four of my events. You know him. I know him. Our producer, Ray Russell, knows him extremely well. Let's give a round of applause for our old friend, Jamie Ward. Jamie.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Jamie? How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us here today. And, you know, it kind of dawned on me, and I think I was reading an old Wrestling Observer from the 80s, and it was talking about one of those conventions that took place in Memphis. And I'll say 88, 89, somewhere in that neighborhood. I forget exactly when it was, but your name was mentioned. So I know that you have been to fan conventions throughout the country, certainly in the Philadelphia region, but you've also been to three or four of the shows that I put on in Lutz, which we did previously before my partnership with the Captain. So tell me a little bit about, like, maybe the genesis and the growth of what you've seen from your first fan fest till maybe the last one, which I believe was at my show. Let's talk a little bit. What was your first fan fest experience?
I guess my first fan fest experience would have been, I'm sure everyone out there knows his name, Joel Goodhart. Joel used to have a radio show in Philadelphia along with Carmella Panfil and her husband, Paul Panfil. And I want to say it was in early 1987, they ran a trip to Memphis. And I went along on that trip, and it was very similar to the other fan fests in which we had two meet and greets with all the wrestlers, went to, you know, the shows, and spent a few days on the Memphis circuit.
Yeah, and I remember reading about that, and I want to say it was The Observer, but then I think, was it John Gallagher was doing a newsletter at the time?
And that would follow up, right, that would follow up to 1988 and 1989. John started the United Association of Wrestling Fans, UAWF conventions.
That's right, and I believe you were a part of that. John McAdam was also a part of that. You know, and it was good times. And I was telling Ray just off the air before we started, my first ever fan con was 1978 in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was the old WFIA. And I was really fortunate enough that I went to three WFIA conventions, 78 in Knoxville, 79 in Memphis, and 1980 in Atlanta. I think, you know, for me, that was one of the greatest things ever, because as a wrestling fan growing up, you know, I would go to the arena every Wednesday night or Monday night in West Palm Beach, Friday in Fort Lauderdale. But here I was in a hotel at a convention surrounded by lunatics, just the same as me, Jamie. People that lived and breathed professional wrestling and loved it. But I think the question I want to ask you is, you know, you flew down from Philadelphia down to Tampa for, I think it was four of my events. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. What was the highlight for you in those events, and what separates what we were doing in Lutz versus really what anybody else does? And I should say, we're going to be doing the same thing in Orlando. But Jamie, what separates us from everybody else?
What separates what you guys do is that you actually get one-on-one time with the wrestler, or even if they're not a wrestler, those that were involved in the wrestling business. Somebody like, well, Jerry Jarrett was a wrestler, but you got one-on-one time with Jerry Jarrett. You got one-on-one time with J.J. Dillon, Barry Windham, Rocky Johnson. I never thought I'd meet Rocky Johnson.
And actually, I should say, too, you met Rocky Johnson, and it was about 2 months before he passed away.
Right, yes.
Maybe even a little bit less, maybe 6 weeks before he passed away. But you just hit on exactly why Nick and I have partnered up to bring Glory Days GrappleCon, our first event, to the Rosen Center in Orlando on April the 20th. And that is, we're different than the average fan fest. You can come and get your photo with a wrestler, an autograph. We certainly will have plenty of pens and 8x10s available. But what makes it compelling is that we want you to have this conversation. We want you to be able, you know, a lot of people will talk about at our events that, you know, people sat with Pat Patterson. Or Bob, you know, Roop was at two or three of our shows. And for a lot of people, that was the highlight. They would sit in the lobby and just talk to these guys. And we always encouraged that. You know, the beauty was we limited the amount of tickets that we sold so that people like, you know, our ticket buyers could have a compelling conversation. Not that 30-second, hey, great to meet you, let's take a photo. You know, you got to get out of line because there's 100 other people. We limit the ticket sales so that everybody can have a compelling experience. So Nick and I have been working really hard to be able to get that experience where that will be, you know, come up, get your photo, get your autograph, but you want to ask questions. You want to be able to talk for a few minutes, and you will not be rushed out of line. Nick, am I leaving anything out at all?
No, you've done such a great job of kind of giving everyone reason and a firsthand account in this case by our good friend Jamie Ward. What's up, Jamie? And yeah, I think that what people are going to take away, and we're going to have a lot of people that are kind of transferring from Lutz to Orlando, but you know, to the new family and the new friends that we'll be making, I think they're going to realize that, you know, getting the autographs cool, getting that photo is cool, but you know. It's the memories and it's the experiences that won't fade away. And I know Jamie's made a bunch going to conventions. Barry, yourself, we've made a bunch. Jamie, do you have one particular memory that stands out maybe in your convention history with a particular wrestler or talent that, you know, you might hold above others?
I mean, I have several just from, you know, great experiences. When I went to the UAWF convention, I talked to Sputnik Monroe for a half hour where I didn't even get a word in. He told me his whole life story in a half hour. Wonderful man. You know, and then I had gotten away from, after the UAWF conventions, we started having smart fan impromptu get-togethers. We went to Philadelphia several times. Guys came into Philly. I went to Chicago. I went to Tampa. I went to Nashville. And you know, those experiences are great. I've also been to the local wrestling cons, but they're more like cattle calls. You walk up, you pay your $30 to get a picture after paying to get into the place to begin with, and they just blow you off in 30 seconds. You know, picture, smile, see you. This is totally different. You get your one-on-one. A matter of fact, at the first one that I was there, I ended up talking cheesesteaks with Tony Garea because he spent all that time in Philadelphia at the WWF TV tapings. I sat in the lobby with J.J. Dillon on Sunday morning. It just turned out to be him and I, and we didn't talk wrestling. I knew he was from the state of Delaware. My father was from Delaware. And we chatted for a half hour about things in the state of Delaware. And then at the last one, myself and Charlie Devlin just started talking USFL football with John Nord. 45 minutes go by, and it's just me, Charlie, and John Nord talking football, and then everyone else started gathering around. And, you know, for all the wrestlers that I've met over the years, it's not even the wrestlers that is the number one thing when you go to this. Yes, that's what you're going for. But for me, I've made so many great friends over the years. I made friends back in the 80s that I reconnected with, like Ron Lemieux, once the computer age started up. And again, now with the Legends Fan Fest in Tampa, I've made a whole new group of friends. And with the advent of Facebook and Twitter, it's just an awesome thing to meet all these people that have something in common with you that your normal friends can't talk on the same level as you because you're hardcore.
And I think you've encapsulated it absolutely perfect too, Jamie. And I really truly appreciate you coming on today and spending some time with us. But I know that I'm looking forward to seeing you on April the 20th. And for anybody that is, you know, considering coming, you're on the fence, listen to what Jamie just said. You get to meet these guys. This isn't just the photo and the autograph. This is where you can meet somebody, you can introduce yourself, and you can have a conversation. That is what we're trying to do. Jamie, it looks like our other guest has just joined the room. Are you okay to stick around for a few minutes?
Oh, certainly.
Gotcha. Well, let me do the introductions on our guest here. So this is someone that I think I first saw would be about the mid-80s, somewhere around 86, 87. And you heard the captain, Nick Massey, mention his name a little bit earlier when we were discussing Shot of Jack with Jack. We will have Jack Victory at the Glory Days GrappleCon taking place April the 20th in Orlando at the Rosen Center. Jacko, Jack Victory, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm resting my kidneys, just getting ready for the April show.
Will the kidneys be on full display for the April 20th show?
Well, you know, Nick makes me do bad things when we get together, so probably.
Well, I could tell you that I've seen Jack finish a bottle of Jack in a fairly good amount of time before. So I think he's up for the task. So I think he's being a little humble here.
I'm looking forward to the a shot of Jack with Jack.
And Jack, you're going to be one of the many guests. They'll be a part of the day. You're going to be in the Sportatorium, the Heroes of Sportatorium panel. And, of course, the shot of Jack with Victory, the nightcap. Can you kind of talk about how you ended up in Dallas the first time and maybe an early memory of, you know, when you find you pull, I mean, you're a New Jersey boy. So pulling up to Dallas in the early to mid 80s probably had to be, you know, a different feeling, but can you talk about that?
Yeah, I actually started, you know, this Nick, I started with Bill Watts, I guess probably about a year and a half into working for Watts. I met a girl and, asked her to marry me, told Watts I needed a week off and I was going to get married and blah, blah, blah. So I came back from my honeymoon and he fired me. Oof. He goes, yeah, I really didn't want you to leave for a whole week. So you're fired and you're going to start in world class. I got you a job with Fritz down there. So that's basically how I started in world class.
Wow. You know, one of the exciting things about this show, too, Jack, is that it's going to be kind of a reunion of sorts. You're Missy Hyatt's going to be there.
Right.
And then you're going to have Bushwhacker or Sheepherder Luke will be there. And a lot of people that you worked with are going to be there.
It's almost like the here's your life, Jack Victory, because
yeah,
going to be there. Bushwhacker Luke, Sheepherder Luke, and Mad Max scene. So a lot of people that have been involved throughout your wrestling career will be there on April 20th.
Yeah, that's that brings back so many great memories. Butch and Luke were with me when Lady Maxine was introduced as our gimmick girl. And just the interview, I don't know if anybody's seen it with Butch and Luke. When I introduced Butch and Luke to Lady Maxine, was a trip, was a riot.
Yeah, I've actually got to find that video. I want to post it. Jamie, I think, and our other guest, Jamie Ward. Jamie, you had a question for Jack as well, if I'm correct?
Yeah, now I'm drawing a blank.
Always prepared, Jamie. Well, professional broadcaster here.
I know Jack does remember, but I met him a couple times backstage at the Philadelphia Civic Center back in 89 and 90.
Who was that for, WCW?
Right, when you were working WCW, and I think you were still the Russian assassin at that point.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, which of many gimmicks was I in? That's
well, that one, and then later on, Secret Service Jack Victory.
Yeah, Secret Service showed up. Yeah, the Russian assassin gimmick was fun. It was that was a pretty fun gimmick that got me into PBS and all that stuff. So that was pretty cool.
And then you got to be a member of the Midnight Express for one evening.
Yeah, I still, people still ask me why and how, and I really don't know. I know Condry got pissed off at somebody, and I guess he walked out of the building and stuff like that. So they said, you're gonna work twice that night. It's funny, you work as a Russian assassin on one match, and then you come back like three or four matches later, and you work as Jack Victor, and the marks have no clue.
Yeah, you were the unsung hero of that show.
I don't know about that, but it was fun. That was Chi-Town Heat, right, in Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Oh, that's great, too. So, Jack, we are super excited. It'll be April the 20th in the magic city of Orlando on world-famous International Drive at the beautiful Rosen Center Hotel. Jack Victory will be there, and we're doing this great panel of former WCCW talents, yourself, Missy Hyatt, the One Man Gang, Al Perez, Brian Adias. And best part of all of that, that Q&A is going to be moderated by the great Mark Lorenz, who really, you talk about professional, this guy is the epitome of professional. How do you feel about that, Jack? Have you ever done a world-class panel like that before?
No, I am looking forward to it. It's going to bring back so many great memories of that era. It's going to be really great to see all the talent me and Brian Adidas had some really great matches for the Texas Heavyweight Championship. We wrestled at the Cotton Bowl a couple times. What an amazing talent. So it's going to be great to see everybody.
Good. And I know that we're looking forward to seeing you. If anybody listening right now does not have tickets, this has been, Nick, possibly our best week on ticket sales as well. You want to run over to Eventbrite, put in Glory Days GrappleCon, make sure to purchase your VIP ticket. That VIP ticket is going to get you the Q&A with Ron Simmons, which will be a 60-minute question and answer segment with Ron. We'll discuss not only his professional wrestling career, but also here was a guy that, you know, an astounding standout college football player. And if I'm correct, also played in the USFL. Then we'll go on and we're going to be doing our world-class panel, which, as I just mentioned, would be hosted by the great Mark Lorenz. It'll be Jack Victory, One Man Gang, Missy Hyatt, Brian Adias, Al Perez. And I'm sure that I'm just forgetting a name there, Nick. And moving on to cap off our evening, because if you're drinking Jack Daniels, I guess some people would drink a little earlier, but to me, that seems how you want to cap off the night. Shot of Jack with Jack. All three of those segments that I just mentioned are only available if you rush over to Eventbrite, get your VIP ticket. You can also find us on Facebook. You can go right to the Glory Days GrappleCon Facebook page. You can also find us at CWF Legends Fan Fest, the Captain's Corner, Breaking Kayfabe with Baldrin and Barry, the other ship. We've got links all over social media, but cut out the middleman. Go right to Eventbrite and pick up your tickets today. Jack, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything that you want to say to all your fans that you'll be seeing in just 5 weeks from now?
No, I'm just looking forward to the Florida base to come out. I don't do many sign-ins in Florida, even though I live in Florida. And I'm just looking forward to meeting a bunch of new friends, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time today, Jack. We'll see you in 5 weeks, pal.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Cheers.
Thanks. Nick, what a great guy. And I remember we did an interview with Jack Victory, which you set up because you've worked with Jack multiple times. We did it on the Breaking Kayfabe with Bowdrin and Berry podcast, I'll say 2, 3, 4 years ago. And just really just a warm, friendly guy. Super excited to see him. And, you know, the cool thing, and we were talking about this too, Jack Victory, Missy Hyatt, and that was such a great angle for Bill Watts's UWF when, you know, John Tatum and Eddie Gilbert, you know, just it all converged into one spot right there. Just great stuff. And then, of course, Jack spent time in the state of Florida, also working with the sheep herders and also in Mid-South. And, you know, being able to reunite with Luke and Maxine, to me, that's one of the cool aspects of these reunions. And I talked a lot about this at the last CWF Legends Fan Fest that we ran, but we had former global tag team champions there, and it was Magnum TA and Scott McGee, and they literally had not seen each other in 40 years, since 1983. And it was a highlight. It was a highlight for both these guys. They hugged each other. They sat and talked for probably 2 hours. I get the feeling, Nick, we're going to be seeing a lot of this on April the 20th. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. You just said it best. I mean, Jack has a connection with everyone on the panel, from being managed by Missy to trading the Texas title with Brian Adias to being in World Class and Jim Crockett Promotions with Al Perez, and so on and so forth, to where when I reach out to these guys, I've done a lot of the talent booking, for lack of a better term, for the show. When I'm reaching out to these guys and I'm telling them about April 20th, they're asking who's involved, and they're as excited as we are to put on the show, because it's a big family reunion. Jack gets to see Ron Simmons. I know someone he hasn't seen in a while. Al Perez, someone he hasn't seen in a while. The One Man Gang. He told me to ask Gang to be a little less stiff on him when he sees him April 20th. So you know, it's a big reunion. Everyone listening will be able to be involved by heading over to Eventbrite, you know, partaking in what's going to be the biggest World Class reunion, you know, outside of the state of Texas. So, and you get some sun, get a couple of drinks, Jack, and you too. So it's going to be a fun day, and it's an all day event. We're starting 10:30 a.m. We're going 3:00. So, you know, make sure to get a good night's sleep the night before.
Absolutely, too. And you just touched on the weather, and I certainly, being a resident of the Sunshine State of Florida at this moment, you know, I love our weather down here, which was, I was born and raised in Florida, but my goal was always to get back here. And over the last 7 days, I have been at the beach 5 of those 7 days. And the other 2 days that I wasn't at the beach, I was at the pool. So wherever you are right now, if you're in the Northeast, where I believe it's been rainy, snowy, it's been windy, like really huge wind gusts, the weather sucks in the Northeast. Look forward to next month, and when you come down to Orlando in April, the weather is spectacular. Humidity is lower in the month of April. It'll start to pick up in May. And I should say, too, I believe we have 2 swimming pools at our hotel, Nick. 2 beautiful pools. So I am super excited. So, you know, we were talking also, and look, the beauty of having conversations like we're having now, we're all fans. You know, I'll say it. When you get me into a room, I'm usually the biggest fan in the room. Nick, you're a huge fan. Jamie Ward is a huge fan. Ray's a huge fan. Nick, who are you most excited to see on April the 20th?
Ooh, well, of course, you know, growing up a World Class fan, I'm initially going to cheat, and I'm going to say, you know, I can't wait for the panel. You know, I want to hear the stories about the Sportatorium, about the Cotton Bowl, about Texas State, and about the Von Erich family. But if you're asking for an individual guest, always great to see Jackal, always great to see the gang, Al Perez, people I've worked with before. But I'm actually excited to see a couple of people that I've never met before. One of them being, Jack brought up earlier, Lady Maxine, someone that we've announced before, and actually I have worked with him before, but it's been a while. Larry Zbyszko, Hall of Famer Larry Zbyszko. Yes. So it's been a few years since I've seen Larry. So it'll be good seeing Larry again, seeing Maxine for the first time. And we've talked a lot about the Ron Simmons Q&A. We've talked about the Heroes of the Sportatorium, of course, a shot at Jack with victory. But there's going to be Matt Riddle there, Top Dollar, Ivelisse, Marty Scurll, Bushwhacker Luke, a lot of people.
Wait a minute. Back up. I believe you just dropped some truth with all those names right there of a name that we have not announced. Nick, let's make it official.
The villain Marty Scurll will be coming to Glory Days GrappleCon Saturday, April 20th at the Rosen Center. I almost glossed right over. I forgot to break out the breaking news horn, but Marty Scurll will be one of the 20-plus guests in attendance at the hottest thing to hit Orlando since MTV Spring Break.
Wow, that really says a lot right there, too, as somebody that actually went to one of those.
Right, so did I, Barry. I was at really? Daytona Beach. Yes, I was.
So was I. What year was that?
I was there in 89 and 90 and got to drink with Sam Kinison.
Oh, Lord.
I was there in 1990, Jamie. So our paths would have crossed. That's the year I was there.
That's
if,
awesome.
If, oh, my God. You found your way to funny. A Red Hot Chili Pepper party. We were at the same place at the same time.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, we're like, look, you and I have spent Valentine's Day together before. So
yes, we
are
have.
We're like family at this point. But, you know, it's so exciting to me, first off, because, again, you know, being able to work with all of this great talent that we've got. And I sit there and I go, you know, I've never met this guy and I've never met this guy. And who am I most excited to meet? And the truth is, I'm really excited to see everybody and to be able to greet everybody coming in. But not only the talent, you know, and Jamie touched on this when he was talking, you know, the internet wrestling community is not the largest community, though it seems like it on the face of the earth. It certainly seems much bigger than it truly is. But through professional wrestling, and I have been a fan for over 50 years since I was a little kid, I've been able to make so many great friends. And the people that I consider my closest friends, they have the wrestling tag, whether it's Pete Lederberg, Jeff Bowder, Nick, Jamie, you know, you guys have the wrestling tag on you. So to be able to be at a convention where literally, if I haven't met you in person, we certainly have probably communicated online. And how great when somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you know, I'm John and I talk to you all the time on Facebook. And you're like, John, you know, it's hard to believe. I love that aspect of the Fan Fest. So I'm so looking forward to not only seeing the great talent, listening to these amazing Q&As that Nick and I have been able to work up and to make happen, but to be able to see people that I've communicated with as well as see old friends. And that's kind of what we like with Glory Days GrappleCon as well. We like the fact that it's almost, quote unquote, a family reunion. Everybody's going to know everybody. Everybody is just great people going to be there in attendance. April 20th, only 5 weeks away, cannot get here soon enough. And Nick was mentioning some of those names earlier. Mad Maxine, Missy Hyatt, Ivelisse, Matt Riddle, Top Dollar, announced this week, Bushwhacker, Sheepherder Luke. Nick just broke the news. The villain, Marty Scurll, is going to be joining us. Mila Moore from NXT. Serena Deeb from AEW is going to be in attendance. You know, it is just such a loaded roster of amazing talent covering legends that go back to the early 70s to people that are literally beginning their career over the last 2 or 3 years. So to me, super exciting. Jamie, before we wrap this up, any parting words?
All I have to say is, if it is humanly possible for you to make GrappleCon, you have to do it. You won't be sorry. I wasn't sorry I went to CWS FanFest 4 or 5 years ago. You won't be sorry if you show up to this event. And maybe we can even have a beer together. See me, grab me, let's have a beer.
I love it. Thank you, Jamie. Thanks so much for joining us today. That was fantastic. Nick, as we start to wind down, which would be episode 3 of Glory Days GrappleCon, and I got to say, we didn't quite suck as bad this week as we did the first week, so it looks like we're trending upwards, which is great, but you know, you and I speak on a daily basis as this is starting to approach. And I got to tell you, I'm having trouble sleeping at night now because I'm so excited. Got to give a final plug. If you want to join us, head over to Eventbrite, head over to the Glory Days GrappleCon Facebook page. You will find tickets to suit every budget. I encourage you to go for the VIP ticket. Not only is it really the most economical in the sense that you're going to get the most for it, but you'll be able to get all your photos, all your autographs, and you'll be able to witness some amazing Q&As. And Nick, you were doing, I know that you posted over the last week or so, you had listed about the cost of autographs. The truth is, by getting this VIP ticket, it's actually cheaper than getting individual autographs, correct?
Oh, it sure is. And, you know, we broke it down to where, you know, the three top packages are your silver package, which starts at $99, your gold starts at $139, and then also all the way up to the $199 package. But when you break it down, the higher the package, the cheaper the autograph and the photo is, because there's so much value in all three of those packages there. They're made in mind for, you know, everyone, you know, has a different budget. So there's something for everyone there. And I just kind of want to piggyback on what Jamie and Barry were talking about. You know, as everyone gets older and the days go on, you know, April 20th in Orlando will probably be the last time that, you know, a lot of those talents are in the same room together. And I think that, you know, as we all get older and as, you know, some of our heroes and our friends, you know, wind up leaving us, you know, we really need to all take the opportunity to get together more often and appreciate the time we are together. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, like, I'm looking forward to April 20th because I haven't been to Florida since the last CWF Legends Fan Fest, Barry. And I know every time I go to Florida, I have a good time. Every time I'm with you, Barry, I have a good time. And there's a lot of talent and a lot of, you know, friends that I'm looking forward to seeing. And, you know, if you're hearing this right now, you know, head on over to Eventbrite, because, you know, I can guarantee you that you're going to have an amazing time and it will be worth every penny. And I'm looking forward to it. Like I said before, if I wasn't playing this with Barry, I'd be first in line to get a ticket. So I hope to see everyone at the Rosen Center on April 20th.
Yeah, and that's something, too, that I used to say when I was plugging the old fan fest in Lutz. But if you ever have a chance to meet the people that impressed you, to meet your idols, to meet the people that, you know, you paid money to see in a wrestling ring, and you want to meet them and you want to thank them, this is a great opportunity to do that. And Nick, I know for a fact, as you do, that one of the guests at our fan fest, I'm not going to mention his name out of respect of privacy, has basically told us that he's wrapping up doing fan fest, that this is pretty much it. He's done flying and, you know, he's had a great run and he's basically done with it. And I used to say this as well, is that, you know, we lost so many great people that were guests at the CWF Legends Fan Fest. And, you know, I think the number was like 9 people had passed away in the 7 years that we were doing that. And with that, we also lost fans. We lost people that were our friends that had passed away. So this is a great opportunity. If you've never met some of these wrestlers, or you've never met some of these people that you communicate with on social media, they are going to be there on April the 20th. I highly encourage you, head over and get tickets. Again, this has been our best week. We're thrilled. Don't get me wrong. This has been our best week in ticket sales. And I'm super excited about it. And I would hate to see anybody get shut out. Get your ticket, book a hotel room, make it happen. April the 20th at the Rosen Center on iDrive in the beautiful Magic City of Orlando. Nick, any parting words before we wrap this episode up?
You know, I want everyone to just, you know, follow the Captain's Corner on Facebook, follow the Breaking Kayfabe page, follow the Other Ship, because that's where you're going to get your news. And like Barry said, as everything gets closer, there's going to be more news about more guests. The schedule is going to be released fully. There's lots of stuff that's going on that we're very excited to see and to be involved with on April 20th. Make sure you head on over to Eventbrite now.
Yeah, and you're going to see that schedule, as Nick said. You will see that schedule posted on social media over the next couple of weeks. I've actually been working on that with Nick's input. So once again, we want to thank you for my partner, the Captain Nick Massey, our guest, the great Jamie Ward and Jacko Victory, as well as the most handsome man in all of podcast producing, Ray Russell. Ray Russell, also our producer, will be in attendance on April the 20th. He will be signing autographs, taking photos. You'll get to meet Ray. And if you love dogs, Ozzy. Ozzy will be making his debut, but Ozzy had appeared at 4 CWF Legends Fan Fest. So I know he's super excited to meet everybody in Orlando. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to get those tickets.
Cheers.